Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Make sure you download the River Network app and then click River Talk. That'll be for Thursdays and Fridays, but Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, today being Wednesday, make sure you click Big Willie 105.5, and that way you can hear Dimitri 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Big Willie 105.5. Thursdays and Fridays, the River Talk radio station, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. This is all about Belmont County. Belmont Buzz. They're coughing on the air. She just started to cough right in the middle of the Belmont Buzz thing. Thank you. Are you through? Hacking up hairballs? Honest to God. Live exclusive interview with one of the heroines of Belmont County. Heroine is in female hero, not heroine, as in shooting up your arms. She is Julie Larish, and she is the head of Belmont County Hoof and Paw. This is a wonderful, wonderful woman who does wonderful, wonderful work in Belmont, well, really throughout the area, but especially Belmont County with large animals, animals that have hooves and have large paws, right? No small animals.
We do small animals too.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, we've done snakes. We've done.
Well, they don't have paws, though.
Geckos.
Geckos don't have paws. No. You save a snake?
Yeah, we saved a couple snakes.
Cobras?
Pythons.
Ball pythons,
yeah.
How do they show their appreciation? They try to hug you?
No, we have two deputies that have. Jack and Elizabeth Saul, they do reptiles. So when we have a reptile, we rescue them, and they immediately go to Jack and Elizabeth because they know they're snakes.
How many snakes do they have?
I have no idea. I would not want to count.
Jack and Elizabeth, and they're sheriff's deputies?
Yeah.
Belmont County?
Yeah.
And they have snakes?
They have snakes. Awesome people.
How do you save a python?
Well, if you don't take care of it right, it ends up losing weight and everything. And, yeah, you just pick it up and you take it out.
You do have to feed it something live or dead?
Usually live. Yeah, you try to give them live stuff. But you can buy other stuff to give them, yeah.
Really?
But I don't do any of the snakes. I just rescue them and get them into the people hands of the people who know them.
What's the most interesting animal that Julie Larish ever rescued, Belmont County Hoof and Paw?
I don't know. We've done pigs. We've done goats. We've done...
Hyenas?
No hyenas.
That would have been a great story if you had a hyena.
We did a raccoon one time underneath of a lady's cupboard. Yeah.
You rescued that raccoon?
Well, we got it out and sent it free. Yeah.
Free Willy the raccoon or something. All right. Fair enough. You've got a first Amber Bowen still not here. I think I turned her on. That's my guess. Anyway, you've got a big event coming up, a fundraiser, because you really took a serious hit there with the psycho. I don't know if you're allowed even to talk about the psycho Sanderson sisters, but you took a big hit. Unfair. Very, very, very unfair.
Very unfair.
Very just awful what they did.
From basically $2,500 a month in donations. Now, mind you, $2,500 a month feeds my dogs.
Yeah.
It doesn't pay electric, doesn't pay water, doesn't pay pretty much anything else, to $250 a month. It's
absolutely unbelievable.
So everything else right now has been coming out of my pocket.
These people are monsters. Yeah. They're just friggin' monsters. Okay, I got to stay off the subject. You got a fundraiser coming up.
We have two fundraisers coming up. Yes, on June 14th, we have our band bash, and we've added a lot to it this year. We have six bands: Seven South, Dad Bods, Flushed, Bad Boy Boogie, Bedrock, and White Collar Criminals are all playing.
All right, this is a band. What's it called now?
It's Raise the Wolf Band Bash.
Raise the Wolf.
Wolf.
Like a play on words like roof. Okay,
yes,
I get it. I'm a wordsmith, so I get this kind of stuff. Okay, and that's going to be when and where?
It's at the Carn Center, and it's going to be on June 14th. Doors will open 11 a.m., and we will go from then until we shut down after midnight.
All right, and the Carn Center is the fairgrounds, Belmont County.
Belmont County Fairgrounds,
okay,
yes.
In Belmont County. Yes, okay, that is, again, the Belmont Buzz. All right, that's enough. When is this going to be again?
June 14th, and there is a car show. We will have a car show starting at noon.
Who's putting it on?
You asked me too fast. Jack.
I'm sorry. Who is putting
We are.
It on?
We are.
Oh.
We are.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
and what kind of cars are going to be there?
Mustangs? Well, we have cars, bikes, and trucks.
Okay.
Yeah, if you got a, and we have some unique, very unique awards. Not only do we have Best of Show, we have an award most likely to be found alongside the road. With best one to have roadkill. Yeah, we're making fun. We're making some fun stuff. I mean, yeah.
And how are you going to determine
best chick magnet? Oh no, the public get the vote. The public get the vote on, they'll get a sheet of every category for the cars, the trucks, and the bikes. And they will go down and they will put the number in of what they think is the most likely to be found alongside the road.
Or most likely to be hit by a deer or something.
Or most likely to hit a deer.
Oh, my word.
Or most likely to be picked up or to be in a high-speed chase.
Really?
Yeah, we've got some really good categories.
Holy cow.
That's
great.
Yeah, we like to be inventive, you know. We don't like to be boring.
The chick magnet, I'm guessing, would have to be a Ford F-150 truck around here. I'm guessing that's the best chick magnet. I could be wrong. It could be, you know, what's his name's Maserati. But if I had to guess, I would say...
It's going to be a truck. Oh, I think it's going to be a truck.
The women here in Belmont County.
I drive a big truck. I don't even own a car.
I believe you. And that is a big red truck you got there.
Yeah, really I got two red trucks.
Okay. And you did this last year, right?
We did this last year.
Okay. And you were on promoting that. I mean, yes, you know, anytime you want anything, just ask. And I always say yes. Yeah. So how much money did you raise last year? A couple hundred bucks, $500?
We were about $1,200 by the time we
got
there.
That's great.
Yeah. This year we're hoping to triple, if not quadruple, our money. Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's quite a leap. What makes you
think
it's going to grow that
much? The first year is a learning phase.
Yeah.
You know, basically a learning phase. The second year, we're hoping for more. Plus, we added the car show. Plus, we got some games going on. We got a cornhole tournament going on. We have
prizes. You have money prizes.
We have prizes. We will have
money prizes.
Not money prizes.
Okay.
Yeah.
More like gift basket.
Yeah, gift
prizes.
Basket prizes. Yeah. Okay. We have some.
Nice try. You were trying to be cute, but I was paying attention to the money part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, we're trying to make money, not give money away. Okay.
Of course.
We've got an interesting beer pong one. We're actually going to have some barrels of water where you throw a ball into the beer pong.
Wait a minute. You're going to have truth in advertising. It's beer pong, but it's not beer. It's water.
It's what? Well, you've
got to have beer.
Well, you can have beer. You get the beer, but you actually throw the ball in the water to get the beer.
Oh.
It's a little confusing, but is there? We got tic-tac-toe going on.
You should fill it with beer.
That's a lot of beer and 55-gallon drums.
Well, somebody will donate it. One of the distributors will donate it. I'm sure that'll work out fine. Anyway, so what else do you have?
We have our benefit ride. Will be on the 28th, and the Grim Reapers is the group.
What does a benefit ride mean?
It's a motorcycle ride.
Okay.
Plus, we're inviting cars, so it'll be motorcycles and cars.
And where's it going to start?
It's going to start at the Lumberjacks with Stacy and Doug.
Okay, good people.
Yeah.
Very good.
Awesome.
Stacy and Doug, how about that audience? Thank you. Stacy, put down the hatchet. Sorry. And then it's going to go where?
It will go to, I do believe, it's the Barton Trap, and then it's going
the
to the Barton Trap.
Trap?
Yeah, it's a bar in Barton.
Oh,
okay. And then from there, it'll go down the river. I think, I'm not sure of all the stops. They handle the stops. I handle the food.
Okay.
Right. So They're going to raise money. And let me tell you something. These guys are fantastic guys,
every one
of them.
Motorcycle group or several motorcycle groups?
Well, everybody is invited. Every group is invited. Grim Reapers is our leaders.
Okay.
What they do, they have a very important role because they're the ones that when you come to an intersection, they're going to stop traffic.
Oh, okay.
So the whole group can come through. They're the ones that worry about the safety, about the stops. And let me tell you, I've worked with other groups, and this group is fantastic. I'm sure the other groups were fine too. They are fine. All of them were fine, but this group has stepped up. They've raised money for our T-shirts. They're really a great group of guys.
All right, Grim Reapers are based where? Belmont County?
Yeah, they're in Belmont County. They're down on Ouija Creek Road,
Shadyside.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And who's the head of this, or who?
Pete Riley.
All right, Pete. A big shout out to Pete Riley. Would that be fair to say? Anyone else?
Kenny Tomalonis, he's helping me with the t-shirts and everything. Okay. So yeah, we're doing really, yeah.
Did they give you a Grim Reapers t-shirt?
No, I don't have a Grim Reapers t-shirt.
Let me see if I understand this. The Grim Reapers did not give a Grim Reapers t-shirt to Julie Larish.
We designed a Grim Reapers t-shirt together.
You designed it, but they still wouldn't give you one?
Well, we will when we get them back, we get them. It has the Grim Reapers on it. It also has Belmont County Hoof and Paw, so it's a joint effort on that.
Are you going to be in the motorcycle with a helmet?
I don't wear helmets. I like to live, you know.
Well, no, that's it. Wait a minute. If you like to live, you would need a helmet. That's my understanding.
I don't wear a helmet.
That's my understanding of how it works.
I don't wear a helmet riding horse. I don't wear a helmet riding bike.
Oh, you do live on the edge, do you not?
Yeah, I do.
Holy cow. Between that and the hay, I just learned, my sources tell me that even though you give horses hay and they need hay to eat, to live and all that, guess who's allergic to hay? Guess who is allergic to hay? In fact, that cough right now, maybe from the hay. How the hell can you be allergic to hay and dealing with all of this stuff with these horses?
I can take things to help with my allergy. My horses can't take anything else but the hay. So I got to sacrifice.
Okay, and you're telling me the hay actually attacked you. That's why you have bandages and bruises on your arm. Show the listener, or show the folks on Facebook, the live stream. Yeah, that's disgusting.
When hay hits me, it's an instant, it almost looks like a cigarette burn. It just instantly, it will pop like a cigarette burn on me. Yeah, so I have to make sure that when I'm actually throwing square bales that I am covered. But the problem is some of the stuff will slip down the sleeves, and that's when it attacks my arms.
You're amazing. I mean, I'm just stunned by what I'm hearing this morning. She's allergic to hay. Oh, here's all the hay for the horses here. It's just...
I'm in the hay fields. I mean, I cut hay. I rake hay more than I cut hay. I usually have another guy cut it. I rake it, and then we bale it.
Okay, I grew up in the city of Pittsburgh. I grew up in a neighborhood that had sidewalks and street lights and police sirens for all the crime and everything else. I have no idea what you're talking about. So you cut the hay.
Right, you use a tractor and a cutter, you cut the hay. You let it lay to get dry, or you use a tedder, which throws it out and evens it out so it dries really well.
What if it rains? What if it rains?
If you get a slight rain, you can flip it over and dry it again. But if you get heavy rain, your hay is gone.
Really?
Yeah.
So then you got to rake it?
Then you rake it into piles.
You have like a big rake or something?
I have a rake on the back of a tractor, and I drive down through the fields and put it all in piles. And then the baler comes along and lifts it up, throws it into the bale and rolls it up. And then we ship it out and we feed the hay.
And you've got all sorts of different types of hay.
Yeah. You have Timothy, you have grass hay, you have orchard hay, you have...
What do you mostly have from Belmont County?
Timothy.
Yeah. Is that a good hay?
That is a good hay. It's a good horse hay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you had two different fundraisers going on here now.
In June, yes.
And if people want more information, how do they get that information,
Julie? They can go to our Facebook page.
Facebook page being?
Belmont County Hoof and Paw. Mm-hmm. And then they can call me, 610-314-5203.
Wait a minute, slow down. I've got to write this down.
Okay. 610-314-5203.
Call anytime?
Call anytime. My phone's on 24/7.
Especially if they have an emergency, if there's some animal out there in Belmont County that needs help, especially a large one, right?
Right. Okay. I like the large animals. They're easier to handle. I don't like the chihuahuas. They bite me.
What?
Seriously. If I have to go in the house and get an animal, let it be something big. But a chihuahua will bite me every time. It'll bite me every time.
They're the size of my little finger.
Yeah.
A chihuahua.
I'm scared to death of chihuahuas.
You're not supposed to kick them, Julie. I think that's part of the problem. That you're not supposed to trip over them. You know, of course they're going to attack you if you trip over them. You can handle a giant horse weighing 20,000 pounds or however big they are, but a chihuahua weighing like an ounce, it will attack you.
Yeah. Yeah. They're quick. Have you ever tried to pick up a chihuahua that doesn't like you or is scared of you?
Well, no.
They're quick. They're very, very, very quick. They're quicker than a horse. Yeah, plus I can read a horse. I can read where their ears are and where, if their ears are straight back, I know to leave a horse alone. Chihuahua can be perfect until you actually get close enough, and then it's like, boom, gotcha.
You think maybe you need some help with somebody who understands Chihuahuas to maybe improve your, well, we'll talk more about that. Short break coming up here with Julie Larish, Belmont Hoof and Paul.